So if you want to take the rightful places, they have to come out. But then if you have to come out, you have to be well equipped, and that boils down to capacity development. If you do not have capacity enough to bear the burdens that will arise by taking some beatings, then you should not even venture into it.
Do you know that non-governmental organizations are working ceaselessly to make the world a better place?
We see a future where young people are connected and act together as agents of change.
Making the dream of children living in undeserved community.
And I am well known for championing children's right to education.
Poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid.
Where every child, regardless of your geographical location,
healthcare,
socioeconomic status or religious background, will have access to quality education.
We are concerned about people's health and livelihood.
Leadership development and community development.
Yes, NGOs are working for the sustainability of all, especially the less privileged. Yes. Their voice deserves to be heard. NGO Podcast is the voice of NGOs. I am Jimo Oluwatobishegun. Stay tuned.
I am Jimo Oluwatobishegun, and you are listening to the NGO Podcast Show. On the night of June 2017, I was privileged to speak at the National Leadership Summit, a program which was hosted by Royal Foundation International at the Covenant University, Otta, Ogun State, Nigeria, West Africa. The program, which was geared towards equipping students with leadership skills, which is a crucial skill for the success of any nation, both in the public and the private sector. Here's the brief details about the Royal Foundation International. Royal Foundation International is a non-for-profit organization which is based in Sango, Otta, Ogun State, Nigeria, Western Africa. The organization, which was established in October 2013, is a youth-led organization with the commitment to grow the economy while reducing the scourge of unemployment and poverty in the western part of the African continent by promoting individual effectiveness and wealth curation. At the end of the event, I was privileged to have an interview session with Femi Roya Aliu, who is the executive director and the lead volunteer of the organization.
I feel very excited. It's a glamorous thing, I guess, but then I'm very privileged. Thank you for the opportunity.
Listeners, I need to let you know that today we are at the Royal Foundation National Leadership Summit, which was hosted today at Sango, Otta, Nigeria, West Africa. It's been a huge pleasure to be here too, and I really need to know much more about Royal Foundation International, how they have been doing some wonderful stuff in the Nigeria, West Africa. Would you please give the listener a glimpse of more details about your organization, Royal Foundation International?
Thank you very much. Royal Foundation International was an inspiration to deal with the leadership menace, leadership challenges that bedevil Nigeria. As a matter of fact, we decided to make it a youth incubator for leadership and entrepreneurship education. And we are trying to respond to the problem of poverty. That, in that sense, we are reducing the scourge of poverty, and we created the projects for that. And that's the Teens Enterprise Development Fellowship, where teenagers are brought to speed on global best practices in entrepreneurship development. They are able to go through product development and consequently get internship learnings and field trip understandings, and eventually they are able to develop their products under guidance. And the other aspect for it is the leadership development, where we get to organize a leadership summit like we did today, where schools come together and they get to interface on various issues in around value-based leadership and how they can model it. And we've been doing this for a couple of years, about 3 years now, because the organization was founded in 2013. And we're thankful because today's event was a huge success. We did very tremendously well, and we're hopeful that in the future we'll do much better. Thank you very much.
And awesome. This huge youth tax indeed, and something fantastic you are doing on your organization. So you made mention of some stuff about leadership, and in this part of the world, talking about the African continent, we know that most of our problem in this continent is about leadership. Would you please tell the listener, give the listener about details? What do you think, where do you think the problem of Africa lies in time when it comes to talking about leadership, in terms of leadership, where do you think we African are getting it wrong when it comes to leadership, sir?
Yes, I would say that we have this ownership mindset. We want to take charge at all time. We want to control everything, when in the real sense, we should control a few and give other people the privilege to, you know, express themselves. And that's why we still practice gerontocracy in Nigeria, where old people get to lead us. And this is not just practice in Nigeria, it's practice across Africa. And that's why our continent has seemed like a country in a while, just because we have not given the young people the necessary blood to give life to our country. And we all know that if the youth are not given their rightful places, definitely we will not be able to put agility, strength, courage and discipline in the right perspective, because these things are composed in our young people. So, but you know, the adults, they've seen a lot of things, so they can do whatever it is that they like because they don't have anything to lose. But then our future is at stake. And so I think if we can deal with the menace of not giving young people their rightful places and promoting gerontocracy and, you know, not having the necessary expressivity as a young person, then if we can deal with those things, I'm sure that the leadership situation in Nigeria will, you know, get a new dawn.
Awesome. Now you're talking about like putting the youngs, the young minds in the right place in the on the political in the government sector of the African continent, or let's say Nigeria per se. And but if you look at critically today, our youth nowadays, you know, most of us don't like try diving into the political or the governmental sector. You know, we really need to have a restructuring of our mind, of our mindset about the government issue. You understand? Well, what can you say about this? Like, how do you think like the youth can come? Because you may mention of our youth really need to be put in place in this governmental sector of the African continent. How do you think that we youth can come in to make things right for the African continent, sir?
Yes, I think the youth have a role to play, and that is for them to take the bull by the horn. They cannot continue to watch their future being decided upon. They cannot continue to allow the old people who have nothing to lose to direct their life path. So that's to say that they have to come out, they have to show up. If they don't show up, nobody will get anything to them. Independence of any individual country was never given to them like as a free gift of nature. It was fought for. Some people gave their lives to it, some people gave themselves wholeheartedly to it. So if youth want to take their rightful places, they have to come out. But then if you have to come out, you have to be well equipped, and that boils down to capacity development. If you do not have capacity enough to bear the burdens that will arise by taking some beatings, then you should not even venture into it. Lee Kuan Yew of Singapore was able to put his country in perspective in less than 30 years. Why? Because he has built enough capacity and he came to consolidate that effort in his country. And we see the difference. The country moved from third world to first world. A whole lot of people have done that. Nelson Mandela built so much capacity to the point that he was able to liberate his country, you know, under the ANC flag. And as such, they were able to move from their apartheid point to a free country where white and black can live for free. And this happens here. And if you go even to the history of America, right from the very founding fathers, they fought for democracy, and that brought about the Battle of Gettysburg. It was a civil war that was massive. So people, young people that want to take charge, have always been very well equipped and built to capacity. So, and they don't just sit down after being built or while going through the building process. They show up, and by showing up, they're able to take charge.
Awesome. Quite impressive. Yes, your organization has been doing fantastically well for the past 3 years, and being a not-for-profit organization is not an easy task. Indeed, you implement many projects as you've been implemented for the past 3 years. How will you tell the list now you have been able to pull this through, how you have been able to move on being a not-for-profit organization for the past 3 years, sir?
In this dispensation, things are very difficult. I mean, trying to pull this together, raising funds, I mean, we're just thankful to God, because God came to be. He came in through human beings. The young man that is standing in my front here was able to help us provide food at a very ridiculously cheap amount. I mean, it's just amazing. And there are other people that came out in their doses, giving thousands of naira. All of these things were able to cushion our effort. They made our effort come to light. But then we were not joking. We were able to fine-tune our idea. We were able to pitch properly. And then people that saw that this thing has a future, this thing has the potential to change the lives of people, this is a community that will build royalty in the end, and they decided to key into it. By buying into the vision, they were able to make contribution. So in that respect, we have been able to get people's support, but that's not been easy. So we are looking to also create a sustainable business where we can invest some money, and it will also bring in more money to run future programs. That's what we are currently working on.
Also, quite impressive. National Leadership Summit is a success indeed. And what are the projects we should be looking towards and we should be looking forward to from the Stable of Ruya Foundation International Center?
Yes, while we resign this, or while we conclude this properly. We are moving into our Teens Enterprise Development Fellowship. This is a follow-up program for Leadership Summit, because we don't want to excite people and not give them something to work with. When they have when they are excited, let them come back to base. Let them work in their fields in a period of time under close mentorship. So when that is done, we are sure that our effort today will not be a waste. They will not come back tomorrow, next year, and come and be reminded what they've been reminded. They would actually have something to work with and come and showcase whatever they've learned at the next program. So that's our work plan.
Quite impressive. Really love your project. And how do you think that people, like potential sponsors, can come in or can get in touch with you in case they might want to sponsor any of your course or any of your projects? The possibilities of reaching you, sir.
If you are saddened about the leadership situation of Nigeria and you think that we can use a national reorientation approach, using a bottom-up approach of dealing with the young minds to build a great future, then this is a good course to follow. And the best way to reach me is through my phone number 081-3736-5526. Yes, +234 is Nigeria. And you can also send us a mail, info@royalfoundation.org.ng. You can send us a mail, and you can reach out to us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram platforms. Is RFI support. Once you reach out to us, we'll be very glad to receive your kind support, because we know you are a position in the future of our country and the world at large.
Wow, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Roya Fandao. Mr. Femi Roya, in one word, what's your last, as in your lasting word for youth out there listening to you right now, sir?
Like I've said earlier, youth should show up, but then they should build capacity. Once capacity is matched with showing up, we are sure that we can emancipate our country, our nation at large, from the scourge of poverty, from the scourge of unemployment, from the scourge of corruption, as the case may be. That's just it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Femi Roya. I hope you answer us next time we call you for the interview, sir.
Why not? It's always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Welcome back from the interview session there with Mr. Femi Roya of Roya Foundation International. I hope you've listened to how the African continent are missing it when it gets to the talk of leadership, and you've listened to how we can come in to make things right for the African continent. I hope you stand up and play your role today. And without a further ado, I will have to step aside for the opportunity of this section, as the opportunity man is here to share with you the latest happening in the social space. Don't go away. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Opportunity man, let's do this. Hey, it's time for opportunity update. Opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show. Stay tuned.
Hello, friend. What a great privilege to bring you the opportunity update on this segment of the NGO Podcast Show. Welcome, my name is Oluwa Seifumi, and I'm glad to know that you are here. On this week's episode of Opportunity Update Corner, I have two really informative updates. You sure want to know about it, and of course, how you can benefit from this. For those just joining us, the Opportunity Update Corner is that segment of the NGO Podcast Show where we get to inform you about opportunities that are out there and how you or your NGO can benefit from it. Welcome once again. My name is Oluwa Seifumi, and I'll bring you the detail of these opportunities in a bit. Oh yes, the first opportunity I'm bringing to you on the Opportunity Update Corner of the NGO Podcast Show is coming from Leap Africa. Yes, Leap Africa, it's time again for the Social Innovators Program. This is a program that has been running for well over 5 years, and it's really amazing. Okay, so here is the thing about the Leap Africa Social Innovators Program. It seeks to reward 20 social innovators, people who are young within the ages of 18 to 35, and they have embarked on different initiatives or ideas that are of national transformation. Yes, it doesn't matter if you are recognized or not. If you've been doing something for the past 12 months, it could be in the field of agriculture, environment, technology, economy, whatsoever it is. You know you've been doing this thing dedicatedly. It is time to just come out and be rewarded. So you want to rush to the website The website is www.leapafrica.org, and there you'll find everything you need to know about the Leap Africa Social Innovators Program. I'd like to restate again that it is for people within the ages of 18 to 35 who are social innovators in areas like agriculture, technology, environment, economy, or whatsoever that has contributed to national transformation. I wish you the very best, and guess what? You stand the chance of winning 1 million naira to boost your idea or your innovation at the end of this program. So what are you waiting for? Rush down to the website leapafrica.org, and I wish you all the very best. The second opportunity I have for you on the opportunity update corner of the NGO podcast show is about the Impact Lab Summer Workshop. Yes, the Impact Lab Summer Workshop. It will be taking place August 14 to 25th at the University of Benin Edo State. Well, let me just give you a little bit information about the Impact Lab Summer Workshop. The Impact Lab initiative was launched by students and graduates from Massachusetts Institution of Technology and Harvard University in 2014. And it's been bringing together young people within the class of SS1 in secondary school, that is, and 300 level in universities. It brings them together and helps them to gain more skills as it concerns engineering, design, software operations, and a whole lot of hands-on experiences. So if this really sounds amazing, if this sounds like something you really think you want to benefit from, then you should head to the website impactlabs.mit.edu. I'm going to spell that very quickly. impactlabs, that's impactlabs.mit.edu. Yes, and guess what? Your accommodation, the cost for your material, every other thing you need to enjoy this residential program within August 14 to August 25th, you have on ground. So what are you waiting for? Remember, the website is impactlabs.mit.edu. I wish you all the very best, and you know what? Keep impacting lives. With this, we have come to the end of the Opportunity Update Corner on the NGO Podcast Show. It's been a pleasure doing this with you, and we'll do this again. My name is Oluwaseyifunmi.
Thank you for staying tuned. I believe together we can make the world a better place for all. But still have any questions or inquiries about the Royal Foundation International, maybe you want to sponsor their course, or you want to have official discussion with the co-founder and executive director, Femi Royal Aleu, feel free to reach him via this telephone number, +234 81 37 36 5526. I repeat, +234 81 37 36 5526. Or you can send them an email, info@royalfoundation.org.ng. info@royalfoundation.org.ng. Visit their website to see their work as well, royalfoundation.org.ng. What do you think about this podcast? How do you think we can improve? Please do send me an email, jimoh@ngopodcast.com.ng. jimoh@ngopodcast.com.ng. I hope to hear from you soon. Don't forget to bookmark our website as well, www.ngopodcast.com.ng, for more interesting episodes to come. And it's a wrap on this episode, but don't forget, you have a vital role to play in the human race. Government cannot do it all for you. Be ready to do yours. I will speak with you sometime soon. Till then, keep impacting your world positively.